Or do I say our city? Do I say my address? Because I don't have one. I'm Elizabeth Mohan from Elizabeth Mohan, and you're watching. Do I really have to say I'm Elizabeth Mohan from Elizabeth Mohan?
No, you can improvise if you want.
I'm Elizabeth Mohan from.
I don't think we can get.
Would it be the place? No.
Liz, just do it however you want to do it. It's fine.
I think that
don't overthink it.
But I don't know where I'm from. You know what I mean?
Is she not living anywhere?
Yeah. No, seriously. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Mohan from my car.
Where I'm happily listening to Studio One Tracks.
Liz Mohan from a Subaru Forester. In your parking lot. Maybe. They're really great. They're great. I recommend them. They're so great. Yeah.
Should we say Eastern Iowa or?
What time is it?
Approximately.
Okay.
How about, I'm Elizabeth Mohan and you're listening to Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio.
Perfect.
It's real simple.
I'm Elizabeth Mohan. Okay, sorry.
It's acting.
I'm Elizabeth Mohan. Just tell me when to go.
Go.
You want us to leave?
Maybe. I'm kidding. You don't do it. There's a lot of pressure. I'm Elizabeth. Nope. Yeah, I need to do it like NPR style. I'm Elizabeth Mohan. Nope. I'm Elizabeth Mohan, and you're listening to Iowa Public Radio's, no, oh, okay. I'm Elizabeth Mohan, and you're listening to Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Perfect.
Done. Bam. Just can't have an audience. Iowa Public Radio. Studio One.
Should we start with that song?
So Phil will cue me and I'll do a quick introduction. Elizabeth Mohan, then you do one, and then we talk. Just so we have that clear. It's a good thing I mentioned that.
No, we don't need to
be eating
while
you talk. No, 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 you don't.
Never mind. Glad no. We clarified. Yeah.
He will, he'll point to me.
We still need to do the one act play. We should do that at the show right now.
An audience make a lot of noise and applaud, and, you know, some people think it's the radio, you gotta be quiet, but no. Absolutely no quiet we want.
Except when enthusiasm.
Yeah. Don't talk well.
We'll clap for ourselves, make it sound more full. Good job, Liz.
One minute. Well, did we mention Facebook?
Yes.
I know.
That's why I wore this really fun shirt. Stage moo-moo.
Seconds.
It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Elizabeth Moen.
Still out there.
That's Elizabeth Moen live on Studio One Tracks, back on Iowa Public Radio. Always good to have you on, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure. It has been and will continue to be.
And it will be, yes. And we're so happy that you decided to stop by right at very near the beginning of your Million Miles Away release tour.
Yeah, we're going to clock in about a million miles on the car. Probably.
Yeah, you have a really impressive itinerary, and you're starting off with some dates in Iowa and then heading out in all kinds of directions. I guess we should mention that after you do this set for Iowa Public Radio, your next live appearance is Octopus on College Hill on this Thursday.
Yeah, coming right up.
And then after that, you're playing the Engler Theater, that venerable Iowa City institution.
Yeah. We're very, very excited for that one. Yep, we've had the honor of opening for a lot of very talented bands there, and this is our first time headlining, so that's nerve-wracking in many ways, but mostly good ways. So.
And that's on Friday.
Yeah. Yep.
Friday the 14th. This Friday, the Engler, and any other upcoming dates you'd like to single out and mention?
Well, of course, the Raccoon Motel on the 15th, so this Saturday. That's going to be a really fun one, too. That's a fun venue.
And then you're heading out to both coasts and the South.
Just doing it all.
It's great.
Just doing the thing.
Really will be. Are you going to add up the miles? Will it be a million miles?
I don't know, but it's gonna be a lot. It's going to be a lot of podcasts. A lot of, IPR when we're in here, By in here, I mean this state. We'll be listening to IPR.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Good.
Cool.
Good. Yeah, and congratulations on the new album. We'll talk about that more later on. But we'd really like to hear some more music. It's Elizabeth Moen on Iowa Public Radio.
Thank you. All right, this song's called Triple Scoop.
Sky, but you saw a dark thing.
love to see you dance again. Hope you see you like I see you when. Just a songbird outside your window, and I wish I could come inside and sit on your table, just spend the morning talking and laughing. Sing songs for you. Say I love you.
That's Elizabeth Moen live in the Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio. The new record is called A Million Miles Away. Just came out on September 1st, actually. And Liz, your debut EP, self-titled, was in 2016. Then you had an album in 2017. Now this one. Do you deliberately do one a year?
Not really. It just kind of happened like that. I would like to release more. But it seems like writing a lot and then picking my favorites and then recording all of those and then narrowing it down again and picking the favorites among the recorded bunch. And then finally getting it to the pressing plant and mastered and all that stuff. It ends up taking about a year per record. So I would release, you know, like a few songs a month if I could, but that's just kind of the way it goes.
Okay. Know. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you write a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And then choose from them.
It's got a lot of feelings, so I got to get them all out on paper, you know.
Well, you could be one of those Bandcamp artists that, you know, put everything out there.
Yeah, I think there's so many ways to go about it when it comes to so many ways to write songs and then, you know, how to release them and then so many different mediums, you know, whether it be digital or CDs or cassettes or vinyl. There are so many options.
For people. Well, the ones that you did choose and that the band, you know, backs you up on this new album, I mean, it just works really well. I can tell there was some care put into that.
Yeah, this one was really curated. Not only the songs, like really deciding what pieces should come together for each song, but then all of the songs kind of have a similar theme in the lyricism. They don't like tell a story per se, but they all kind of talk about or allude to growth of some kind. Mm. So that was fun to not only have a record that has a nice vibe to it melodically, but I also have it lyrically kind of make sense. Even though melodically there are a lot of different things happening on this record, there's kind of some folky stuff and some rock stuff and some kind of souls.
Yeah, vibes definitely.
Too. It really just depends on the song, I guess.
But there's a mood that carries through the whole thing. And you've recorded everything at Flat Black Studios in Iowa City. Any, you want to give a shout out to them at all?
Yeah, shout out to Flat Black Studios, Luke Tweedy out there. We put in a lot of hours and it was definitely worth it. Really great people down there. Good time.
It's Elizabeth Moen on Iowa Public Radio.
dreaming you see me at all. Tell me when you saw, but whose name's in your head? And tell me when you're lonely, who do you want in your bed? Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, this next one is off of that new record. It's called Red.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so this next one is a brand new one. Very excited about it. It's called Headgear. I actually just recorded it over in Ireland with some pals over there. We're going to release it sometime next year. All right.
Coming from my dreaming, but my lover told me I'm just grinding my teeth while I've been deep sleeping.
That's Elizabeth Moen with a brand new song, unreleased song called Headgear here on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, and also Chris Fenton on camera, and Tony Daner as well. You can find the complete itinerary for the tour at elizabethmoen.com. That's one place you'll find it. Coming up on Thursday, the 13th, it's Octopus on College Hill in Cedar Falls. On Friday, the 14th, the Englert Theater in downtown Iowa City. And on Saturday, the 15th, it's the Triple Crown Whiskey Bar and Raccoon Motel in Davenport. And then it's off to other parts after that. The new album is called A Million Miles Away. And again, congratulations on that new record, Elizabeth. And
thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this here on Iowa Public Radio. Good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
We have a couple more.
Well, I really overthought this, been keeping it to myself. I'm trying to stay relaxed, but time hasn't been much help. Well, if I could guess just how long you'll be out there with me in mind, how long I'll be in your song, not long will say. This isn't too much. Situation's unfair, 'cause it was all wrong with time. Trying to get used to that. Time, she isn't always right, and doesn't always hide your back.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to my bandmates for playing with me tonight. We got Eric Herlin over on the keys, and David Herlin on the drums, and Dan Padley on guitar, and Charlie Cacciatore on the bass. Woo! All right, this is the last song off of the record, for the record. Anyways, cool. The last line is a million miles away, and that's how we got the title for the record. I just kind of say that line a bunch. I was like, all right, well, that's the title. Cool.
Humming nonsense, scratching your head. One leg over you in your small bed. The wall is cold, so I'm wrapped up in dark matter that we can't touch. Just two in your head while I'm
to hear.